Lonesome Lost and Foggy at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was Corey Wood singing on that song, taking the lead. So how long, we've got Corey Wood on guitar, Lee Hinton Lang on mandolin, Andy Lear on banjo, Dave Glasser on bass, all of whom have performed in other groups as well. How long have you guys been playing together?
We've been playing together since about October, November of last year. We met all together at the Blonox out in Starlight Lounge at the Bluegrass Jam that happens every Tuesday night. And we kind of started playing together and said, hey, this would be a lot of fun if we got together and formed a band and really could work out some songs that we like to play.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing it. And it's great to have live bluegrass here. What's your take on how things are going bluegrass-wise? I think all indications from my perspective is that more and more folks are discovering and enjoying the music. The little girl did start to dance, let the record show, as soon as you started the play. But it seems bluegrass occasionally has its ebbs and flows in terms of the general public. There's always a really strong core of folks. But you guys are probably seeing a lot of people coming out to hear you, I hope.
Yeah, we definitely are. We'll be playing at the Arsenal Cider House tonight, and we've played there a few times recently, and we get really really nice crowds out there enjoying the beverages and the music and the just nice atmosphere that all that together kind of assembles for them. And we're, like you said, we're definitely seeing kind of a flux right now, people getting interested in these instruments, these acoustic traditional American instruments. So it's really nice for us to see and great for us to kind of have as a backdrop to our music.
Well, I'm glad. Let's turn it over to another song. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do an old Osborne Brothers song, Rocky Top.
That's one I'll bet you may be able to sing along with. That, by the way, is the voice of banjo player Andy Lear here. Again, they are Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy.
Smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bill.
Lonesome Lost and Foggy at the Saturday Light Brigade. And tonight you're going to be at the Arsenal Cider House, I do believe. What time does the show start?
We'll be starting at 5 o'clock today, and we'll be going to 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, very nice. That's actually a delightful time to be able to listen to a little music and maybe try some of that special apple juice that they have there. I'm curious, and I'm going to start with you, Andy. How did you come to bluegrass and to the banjo?
Well, I grew up in South Central PA, a little bit outside of Gettysburg, Mechanicsburg, Carlisle area, and that area is a lot of farmland, a lot of rural area. So we had my grandma, who was very much a musician. And she kind of got me started on the guitar, and she would play a lot of these type of old songs, and it kind of got me going. And at some point around 14, I was graciously given a banjo by my parents, and started attending some bluegrass jams around there, and had a good time just learning the songs. I kind of gave it up for a while, and came back to it just about 2 years ago.
And Lee, you're playing mandolin, and what about you in the world of bluegrass?
Yeah, I came through bluegrass through the world of folk and folk rock. I think it was Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline. That sort of got me hooked on that backbeat, and that really got me going. And I started playing a couple folk rock bands, playing acoustic guitar, switched over to mandolin, and traditional bluegrass really got me hooked. I'm really into it, still am.
Great. I wanted to check out. Are you guys able to hear? Okay, I hope.
Sure.
Okay.
I could use a little bit more if that's possible.
We can work on that for you. Let me turn over to Corey, who you really have a great voice, Corey. The lead on both of those songs sounded great. What about you and finding the bug?
It started with my grandfather. I wasn't really into music. And then one day, my grandfather left a banjo on his couch, just out of the case, and then I just picked up and tried, finding some tunes. And then my grandmother was like, "Hey, Johnny, come hear this." And then, he's like, "Oh, you're pretty good. Did you teach yourself?" And then he just started teaching me stuff after that.
How old were you?
12.
And where was this geographically?
Like Huntingdon State College area.
Yeah, that's great. And we got to find you. We'll just have you sneak over to that microphone there, and we'll get this dossier for Dave.
I started in the late 70s playing guitar and the usual stuff, Stairway to Heaven and Led Zeppelin and Lynyrd Skynyrd and whatnot. And I got into bluegrass in about 1981, and I used to go to a lot of the local festivals, some that are no longer around, like Forest Circle was a good one, Beaver Valley Bluegrass Festival. And I played until about the early 90s, and I sort of took a hiatus from music until about 5 years or so ago and got back into it.
Well, it's and there's certainly a time if you ever wanted to learn an instrument or get involved. There's a lot of great jam sessions and picking sessions where you can learn from musicians, including these guys who I'm sure are showing up at them. From time to time. You can also come and listen and watch this afternoon at 5 o'clock. I want to talk at Arsenal Cider House. There's a few more things to chat about, but let's go to another song. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do one that's kind of been made famous more recently by the Earls of Leicester, featuring Jerry Douglas from Alison Krauss, Union Station, and a whole bunch of other great players. They cover this one. This is an old Charlie Poole song, "Don't Let Your Deal Go Down." 1, 2, 3. Well, I've been all around this whole wide world, been down to sunny Alabama. My mama told me, son, never let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, oh Lord, until your last gold dollar is gone. Thank you.
saw that gal of mine was standing in the door. Said, honey, I'll be a long time gone. Won't ever see your gal no more. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Honey, don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar is gone.
There you've got Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy. 11:30 Eastern here at the Saturday Light Brigade, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday mornings on community radio. And have you guys thought about recording yet? I was looking at the website. It doesn't look like you have anything out yet. I think you'd do well if you did. And anything on the horizon, maybe?
Yeah, we're looking.
Hang on. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're looking probably late September or early winter, really, just to get in the studio. We have a studio downtown we're thinking about heading to. And we're really just looking to lay down maybe 5 or 6 tracks so we can get something out to the public. We're trying to kind of hit up a lot of these local festivals, and they all want, you know, a nice recording or a CD to listen to.
Well, certainly you'll have a copy of this. We're happy to give to you. But you were mentioning all the festivals. You know, there's a Backyard Bash this weekend. The Ice Jam has become a great festival. I miss a lot of the classic festivals that were here for such a long time. And if you get a chance to go to a bluegrass festival where these guys are playing or where any bluegrass is happening, that's how I got hooked. I mean, I went to the Brady's Run Beaver Valley Bluegrass Festival that you heard Dave mention earlier. I went there for what was to be 2 hours and stayed for 3 days. I think that was the second festival. That festival ended up running about 20 years, but it was just a great time. And, you know, there's a lot of festivals not too far from here that you can enjoy and, you know, just hear some great music. What do you all want to do next?
We're going to do Blue and Lonesome. It's an old Bill Monroe tune.
It's a great song. Once again, here is Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy.
Makes me wanna stop and
Saturday Light Brigade with Lonesome, Lost and Foggy, and I was getting ready for Andy to get into that falsetto there that we're used to hearing. Pack my suitcase, Landra. You know, have you tried that? I think you could pull it off.
I try it from time to time. It doesn't usually work out too well.
You had a lot of kids with their faces pressed up to the glass, so you might not have been able to see, listening and watching and enjoying your playing. And Bruce says hello from the Bluegrass Jam session.
Oh,
he just
great.
Wrote in to say hi and how great the picking sounds.
Hi,
and
Bruce.
Singing. And in addition to Arsenal, anything else coming up in the near future? You can check out these guys. We've linked to their website where you can get all of their gigs coming up. But anything that you'd like to mention that's coming up?
Yeah, we're looking at September 11th, I believe, out at Oil City for one of their kind of traditional music features. So we're going to be up there playing and having a good time. Recently, just kind of a quick aside, Lee got married, and we're all kind of busy guys outside of the bluegrass world, so we're taking a little bit of an easy time till we get into the winter here, and then we'll start kind of filling out our schedule again.
Congratulations, Lee. And some of our listeners at WSAJ are not very far at all from Oil City, so that's Friday. I think September 11th is a Friday night.
Believe so, yeah.
So you can catch these guys there. So Lonesome, Lost and Foggy, I really was thinking you could each identify with one of those if you wanted to, but somebody would be left out unless they were the and.
Yeah. But we usually say Lonesome, Lost and Foggy and Dave in parentheses.
Yeah.
So
it's a great band name. It really is. It fits nicely. And you guys, I think, were you at the Arts Festival this year as well?
We were. We were down on the Stanwyck stage. I think we were the first band there on that stage, and that was a great time. Just getting to see everybody walking around enjoying music. I love those events that you can just kind of be a focus or be background music to other amazing things going on.
Yeah, and then people discover you and they stop, and before you know it, they're saying, hey, when's that EP going to be available that you could make available for me so I could listen to the music?
Sure.
Arsenal Cider House at 5 o'clock tonight, and that is that all ages, do you know, for that venue?
I think it is.
I imagine
it's
would be.
Yeah, I see a few young kids running around there.
Yeah, because that would be a good, just on a day like today, it should be a little cooler by that time, and you can just enjoy listening to some great music outside. What's next for you?
We're gonna let Lee here sing one. We're going to let Lee do Little Maggie.
Nicely done with Lee on the vocals. I thought you were going to do Worried Man Blues or Married Man Blues. Or
not there yet.
Not. How long have you been married now? Has it been?
2 weeks.
Wow. Did you go away somewhere?
Yeah, Jamaica.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And now you're back. And
brushing up on my chops. I haven't played music in like 2 weeks.
Huh.
It was very strange.
What were you doing? Never mind. Have you been to Jamaica before?
No, it was beautiful. It
How
was
bad.
Really cool. Yeah.
I bet. It had to be nice. Well, these guys went and formed another band behind your... No, they didn't do that.
Sorry. Bluegrass is kind of like
that's
that.
That's the thing, yeah.
It's, yeah, well.
Can be. We actually match. Do have another band, which is the three of us, except for Lee. Another guy in this place.
I knew about that Lee. One, though.
Yeah. Before Lee. That'd be a good band name.
Before Lee. After Lee.
Before me.
Actually, did you guys play in a different... Did you guys play together in other bands before Lee?
Yeah, so before we formed Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy for about 2 to 3 months... Corey and Dave had been playing together in a band called the Hucksters, and they play every second, every other Thursday down at Arches Bar in Washington, PA. And it's just a great bar to get some country music and bluegrass music out. And they picked me up at some point, said, "Hey, can you play with us?" And at this point, we've been playing there for over a year in this configuration, and just having a lot of fun down there.
So, Corey, when he plays the Hucksters, is it also guitar and bass?
I usually play fiddle.
Fiddle, okay.
And then Dave's bass.
And Andy plays whatever.
And then we just switch. You know, I'll play, like, banjo. He'll play accordion. And, yeah, we just...
So we just
make it a fun time.
And you'll get outside of bluegrass a little
sure.
bit
yeah,
when
little
you're
bit.
Playing? Yeah, that can be a lot of fun. You guys sound great, and I hope people will... come out and see it, not just tonight, but wherever you're playing, because I can't overstate how much fun it is to listen to live bluegrass and to have it here, but also sometimes I think folks need a little teeny bit of push to get involved, and it's always, you just see some of the finest musicianship, but also just a lot of fun, and there's even a lot of improv in bluegrass, too, that you can enjoy. We have time, I'm guessing, for 3 more songs. What would you like the first of those to be?
I think we're gonna do an original tune. We have a few original tunes.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. We've been working on that. We're trying to get some stuff for the recordings. But we'll do an original tune for you here. This kind of has the bluegrass flavor of the person growing up in the country, moving to the city to get a job, and then wishing he hadn't. So that's a very common theme in bluegrass, and that's what we'll play for you now. The song's called Paths. I was not a farmer, well, I grew up in the fields. Sweet smell of fresh air, well, it time to leave.
Head out to the city, to my country home I'll leave. Find me in the valley where I was born and raised. Take me back to there someday with paths I've yet to pay. So busy in time I did not have. Constant, often longing, well, I'd miss dear old mom and dad. Feels they're still calling back to me someday, I know. Head out from the city to my country home I'll go. Find me in the valley where I was born and raised. Take me back to there someday with paths I've yet to pay. Find me in the valley where I was born and raised. Take me back to there someday with paths I've yet to pay.
Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy, that's one nice song. You guys, I like the arrangement of it a lot, and it gives Andy a chance for you to really stretch out on banjo, too. It really, that's a great song, and I hope you'll get more originals going
sure.
Because you really have a very definite sound when you hear that. Lonesome, Lost, Foggy.com. No and in there.
We do have the and, too.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think that would have been taken.
That's a long name.
Lonesome Lost Foggy or Lonesome Lost and Foggy .com. It's a great name, actually. You're occasionally probably getting a Lonesome Lost and Found, and got to be sure that's a different band. you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And we've got a couple more songs to go from these guys before we all have to make tracks. And what's next?
We're going to do another original song. This was written most recently, actually, at Lee's bachelor party. But this, again, common themes we like to take care of. This covers the kind of the cats in the cradle theme with, you know, the dad that has to go out and support his family. And, you know, what's the best way to do that? Traveling for a living, so... that's kind of the basis behind this song here. So, 1, 2, 3. In a little mountain church on a hill is where I married my young bride. The preacher asked both her and I, do you take each other for life? And 4 years later on the morn, my eldest son was born. Both my wife and my son, my traveling days have begun. And I'm traveling on down the road. Yes, I'm traveling, only life I know. Thank you.
they got hard, with four more children in the yard, with clothes and food to supply. I said my weekly goodbye, and now I'm traveling,
traveling
on down the road. Yes, I'm traveling. Children have all grown and moved on, and they travel now for their own, and to find just a little peace of mind, I've left my traveling days behind, but now they're traveling,
traveling
on down the road. Yes, they're traveling,
traveling,
only life I know. Little mountain church on the hill is where I married my young bride. Two gravestones in a plot beneath a tree is the end of my traveling line.
Another nice original song from Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy. You guys got to keep writing and doing more of those together. They sound great, and nice guitar break there by Corey, too. Really, everybody's playing well, as well as... you didn't break a string there, did you?
No. Just sounded out of tune.
No, I thought you sounded just fine. It always sounds worse to the guy playing it, I think. Right?
Yeah.
You're your own worst critic when it gets down to it. Look for them tonight, Arsenal Cider House, 5 to 8 o'clock, August 1st, this evening. Over on the south side of Pittsburgh, and Oil City, September 11th is when, or not south side, over in
Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville, thank you. I'm thinking of something different that was in my head for a minute. Look for them September 11th in Oil City, and Lonesome Lost and Foggy is the band, lonesomelostandfoggy.com, the website. And it's really been a pleasure to have all four of you here today. And we're going to let them close out with the song of their choice.
Sure. We're going to do Howl Mountain Girls, Ken Love.
Ah, another. This one they didn't write. This one's
No, we did not.
I'd love to have you back sometime soon. It's nice to have you here so early in the morning. Thank you. Thanks.